Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. It's Monday, March 16th, 2015. Was in Rochester, New York this weekend. Going to talk about that for a little bit. It's the life of the speaker. And those of you that want to speak, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into what to do, how to do it on today's show as well. But let me tell you, man, it's about lifestyle. Whatever it is, every day that goes by that you are not moving anywhere towards where you need to be, not where you want to be necessarily, although that has a lot to do with it, certainly not where other people want you to be, but where you need to be. What space do you need to be in? What gift do you need to be giving, man? Because every day you're not taking even a step forward. I'm not saying, for example, let's take what I do for a living, being a speaker. I'm not saying when I first got going on this journey that the next step for me after quitting my job in 2005 was to go on stage in front of 1,000 people. That's not even reality. That's silly to think that's going to happen on day one. But it's not silly to think that's going to happen after year one, after year two. And the more you stay in the game going towards what it is that you really need to do, what's the message that you need to get out to the world? When I was in Rochester, I was thinking, I think I pinch myself every time that I actually have an opportunity, not guaranteed, but I have the opportunity to earn income doing what it is that I truly love to do, and that is just speak. I can't, there's a lot of things I cannot do. Actually, if you took just a whiteboard and you said, okay, let's list all of the things that Sam Crowley can do, and let's list all of the things Sam Crowley cannot do, there would be about two things on the left side, which is the can do, and 2 million things on the right side, which would be the cannot do. Sam can speak. Sam can raise a family. Pretty much that's it. Can't operate the remote control all that well. Couldn't change a light bulb if you paid me. I've got handymen that I would have do that for me. Just a bunch of stuff. It's more important to understand what it is that you don't want to do in life. So many people have a list, this huge list of things that they want to do. I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm not talking about a bucket list. I'm not talking about going to Niagara Falls or Yosemite or writing a book or anything like that. I'm saying what it is that you want to do professionally. You know, I want to speak. I want to build websites. I want to build a membership site. I want to open a restaurant. I want to open a coffee shop. I want to all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something, okay? What are you really good at? And what is the market telling you that you need to do? What are your friends over the past 10 years telling you that you need to do? People used to tell me all the time, man, it's like listening to a stand-up comedy routine, listening to you, and the motivation is kind of extra. And that's what I heard in Rochester. After I got done speaking on Saturday, I spoke for 90 minutes. Great crowd, great people. I love Western New York. It's home to me. I grew up in the Western Pennsylvania area in Bradford and spent 7 years in Buffalo, New York. That's where I met my wife, Angela. She was my accountant secretary. I got audited by the IRS in 1996. She had just started working for my accountant, and we fell in love. So thank you, Internal Revenue Service. I owe all of my children and my 17-year marriage to you. Much appreciated. But when I was doing that, working there and giving speeches just to the sales department, people would say, man, you're just a funny guy. And boy, the motivation you have is awesome. You should tell stories. I'm like, wow, can't make money telling a story. Can't make money speaking. So why don't I just push some paper through the corporate world for the rest of my life? And that's kind of where I thought I would spend the rest of my life. Not until it really got to the point where my daughter Madeline asked me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday, did I understand I need to get out and get the message about every day being Saturday. Think about it from your perspective. What are you doing right now? And what do you know that you need to do? And take those two things right now. What are you doing right now, which maybe is not exactly where you want to be? And where do you need to be? The message you need to be getting out there, people you need to be helping. Where are these people? Where do they live? Where do they shop? You know, what kind of car do they drive? What kind of home do they own? A home, live in an apartment, urban, rural, black, white, Asian, wherever. I mean, who is your target market? The more narrow, the better, because you can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. If these people understand from the get-go what it is you're saying, what you're talking about, it's so much easier to monetize that message. Whatever that is, you want to serve a cup of coffee, who's buying that cup of coffee? Do they want to spend $2 or $4 or $8 for a cup of coffee? And let me tell you, it's always about the experience. You need to really get good at crafting what your message is. When I was in Rochester speaking to the group there, a lot of it was talking about understanding that you actually do have a message to get out there. The hardest thing, and I don't even know if there's a close second, the number one most difficult thing for me to convey to audiences is that they actually do have a message and they have power. I mean, rocket fuel to get that message out. It's all about what's burning up inside of you. It's all about, man, I know I can do better than that person. I know. Think about it. There's somebody right now, and it's coming to your mind right as you're driving in your car right now, or you're listening to this at the gym, or like the gentleman talked to me in Palm Springs one time. I listened to you while I washed the dishes. I help a guy wash the dishes every evening, and I'm very proud of that. More men need to wash dishes. But wherever you're listening to this message right now, you have a picture. I'm going to say a sentence right now, and immediately an image is going to come to your mind. Fill in the blank for yourself, all right? I can do X better than him or her. What is it? You can do Facebook marketing better, Twitter better, speaking better, video editing better, blogging better, physical fitness, nutrition, holistic healing, do it yourself, whatever it is, man. What can you – you're thinking of someone right now who's making a killing in the area that you want to work in, and you know that you could do it better than that person. It could be somebody at your work right now, somebody in a job. You know you can do better. For me, it was always my boss. I'm like, God, what a moron. Seriously? I'm taking orders from you? I'd rather take them from my border collie. Think about that. Who is doing better than you right now financially? They're in charge of more people because, look, the more lives you impact, the more value that you bring to the marketplace, the more money you earn, always, every time. That's why I have 40 apartments and I don't have 4, because I provide a roof over the head for 40 people, which earns me more income than providing the roof over the head of just 4 people. If you own one single family home, if you're a real estate investor, for example, and you bring in $1,000 a month in rent for that home, it's pretty good, right? But what if that home is vacant for a month or two? You're losing out. And you're not just losing $1,000 a month in rent. You're paying the utilities that are now switched back into your name. You're always paying the property taxes. You're always paying the water and sewer, insurance, everything that goes with it. Now you're toast. You're just losing money like a sieve. And you might end up doing yourself a double disservice, and that's going to the store hungry, which means you're going to put a bad tenant in there just to get that one unit filled. Going to the store hungry is meaning you ever go shopping and you're starving and you buy all junk food and you stay out of the produce because you're that hungry. I just got to have these chips. I just got to have these pretzels, these almonds, these pistachios, whatever it is. I'm going to eat them 2 candy bars and the heck with anything green. I'm just going to eat because I'm hungry. That's what happens when you're desperate. You go to the store hungry a lot in business. You end up bringing people into your business, partners and business associates and joint venture partners, because you're desperate. You want somebody that can move the needle right away. You're never thinking long term. For example, in the real estate, getting back to that, for example, if you own 40 units instead of just one, you could have that unit vacant for 6 months waiting for the perfect single mom, 2 kids, private school, hard worker. She keeps the home immaculate. You might even lower the rent. I've lowered the rent for moms. Exactly that scenario right there. Number one, because I was raised by a single mom, so I always got a soft spot in my heart. I'm not saying I do it every time, but I'm saying if I know she's going to keep just the floors, you could eat off the floors, because I've looked at her previous apartments and she's got kids and she's dotes on her kids and they're loving, and there's not bicycle and trash and strollers in the front lawn and all of this stuff. That's the individual I want in one of my units. And when you've got 37 full and 3 vacant, you don't focus on the 3 that are vacant. What is it, man? What is it that you want to do, that you really need to do, but you're not doing it right now because there's something incongruent. There's a disconnect. Maybe it's the amount of work, the task at hand that you're associating with the pain that it takes to get involved. Well, let me tell you something. Do you want to have short-term pain, or do you want to have eternity of regret? never going after your dream because somebody, someplace in time told you that you just couldn't do it. You were listening to the voice. There's this message inside of you that you know you got to get out. You absolutely know that everybody that comes in contact with you in this message would benefit from it. But you don't know how to go have a hotel meeting. You're afraid if you have one, nobody will show up. Les Brown, one of my idols. Ooh, you got to be hungry. Les Brown. YouTube Les. Watch videos all day, every day on Les Brown. One of my favorite speakers of all time. Shared with me in L.A. 5 years ago an event that he had. He was bracing for 3,000 people. Five showed up out of 3,000. Happened to the great Les Brown. If it happened to him, it's happened to me. I told you the story. One of my podcasts last year, drove to Rockford, Illinois. Nobody showed up. It's an 8.5-hour drive from Cincinnati. Nobody showed up. It was the most humiliating night of my life, and you know what I still did? I gave the presentation. I still presented in front of the lady who was the host, who was mortified nobody showed up. I presented to her for an hour just to get practice, and I drove home, spent all the money, hotel room, gas, everything to get there, food, and my wife was like, oh, my God, we're going broke, and rightfully so. We're going to go broke because nobody's going to show up. And I said, well, somebody will show up sometime. It's just got to be the right place, the right time, and the message has to be tight. And you know what happened? I'm trying to think. When was it? 2 years later, I ended up in Hawaii on stage in front of 1,500 people, $25,000 keynote, sold $150,000 in coaching from the event. I made $175,000 in 1 week, and I never looked back at that Rockford event. You know why? Because mistakes, which you can call that a mistake, whatever, failure equals experience, whatever you want to call it. Failure, mistake equals experience, which equals wisdom. Wisdom equals success. Success equals financial freedom, and your financial freedom will give you everything you need, man. It's going to give you everything you need because that's what most people want. They want to just ease the pain. I want to be able to pay the bills. I want to be able to put a swimming pool in my backyard. I want to be able to just spend time with my kids. I'm sick of going to work every day. It's Monday, March 16th. The interstates right now are mobbed. It's a parking lot out there. Everybody jockeying for a position to try to get to a job they hate. That's not going to be you. You got to pay the price, though, short term. But long term, that freedom is awaiting you. All right, let me say it again. Mistakes and failure equal experience. Experience equals wisdom. Wisdom equals success. Success is financial freedom. You can't jump from A to D. It ain't going to happen. You got to go through all the steps. Go out there and fail a couple hundred times. Go out there and get some wisdom. Go out there and get some experience so you can now feel that none of this is life-ending. You're going to get that call someday, sometime. If you haven't read Chasing Daylight, I keep saying read the book. One of the best books I've ever written. Number one on my reading list, along with Man's Search for Meaning. Those two books, unless you're given 90 days terminally ill, 90 days to live, you got no problem. So quit bitching about the problems that you think you have and get out there and start chasing down your own dream. Chase it down, man, like you're that's the wounded caribou in the middle of the African desert, and you're the lion frothing in the weeds, looking at that thing, limping along. That's your dream, man. Go get it. And when you go get it, report back to everybody that you did it so they know you are a champion. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.